Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You guys, what day is it? We made it! Happy Friday, everybody!
It's Pew Pew Friday.
It is Pew Pew Friday. It's
evidenced
gonna be
by the aromas in
okay.
Here.
This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hey.
In case you're wondering, it was a Mediterranean chicken soup down in the cafeteria today, and it was
fabulous.
The aroma?
No, it actually.
I wish that were the Ramona. The aroma.
It's actually
in here.
My thighs.
I was wondering
chicken
about
thighs.
That. Thank you.
That I had for lunch.
We have some publicationship news. Again, Bradley, yesterday you opined that perhaps this new publicationship would be the publicationship to dethrone the POS, the publicationship of summer, that is Bennifer.
Yeah,
and you might just be right.
We thought that Bennifer was going to be the publicationship of the summer. I would like to just reiterate that I haven't seen any headlines about Bennifer since yesterday, which is saying something because we pay attention to that. And instead, we are flooded with all sorts of headlines for Chest.
What is Chest?
Chest sounds like a horrible off-brand cleaning supply or
but that's
beverage.
How I feel about this publicationship. It's Shasta. it's a little off brand.
I mean, I don't know though, is it? Like I feel like we're about to find out, but I will tell you that we are
Shasta,
now
by the way is before Shasta we go further
clean
is Kanye West and Irina Shayk.
Thank you. I forget that not everybody lives in the world of our weird language.
Yes.
Chest is the name of the publicationship, which is just what celebrities do when they get together and use that that relationship for publicity.
Yes.
And Chest is, as you said, Irina Shayk and Kanye West. And they are single-handedly, although they have more than one hand, so but as a thing, mm-hmm. they single-handedly have wrested attention from our very narrow gaze on Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. Now, you said off-brand, and I was like, well, I don't know, because I feel like they could take over. They could become the real deal. But in the sense of off-brand, or at the very least, cookie-cutter notions of publicationships, that is, what typical publicationships exhibit in the ways of behavior is now being played out by these two. What I mean by that is, they're acting like every other publicationship we've ever seen.
Right.
Because, you know, we first saw hints like, are they? Aren't they? Are they? Aren't they? And now we're still in that phase of no official word.
Right.
But exclusive sources, which means people connected, are now citing them. We've seen pictures of them together. So something's mm-hmm. going on. So that's the normal course of events. And then very quickly, what you're going to see is exactly what we're seeing. For example, how they became an item. Stories about how Kanye West and Irina Shayk found out that they loved each other or wanted to, quote, as TMZ put it, bang.
Bang. Because they are banging.
Exclusive over at Page Six, Kanye West pursued Irina Shayk in touch since early spring. So they didn't just happen to fall into each other's arms. Oh, no. Oh, no. Kanye West has pursued his new flame since early this year, months before they were photographed
together.
Can I
just pause us here?
Yeah.
Because I want to draw a correlation. And this is why I think that storyline, as it's being told, probably comes from Kanye West's camp, but is also signed off on by Irina Shayk's camp.
Yeah.
Because that is Kanye West's move. in a relationship is that he's the one that pursues the hot woman. He did it with Kim. Remember, she was married to Chris Humphries, and he was like, that's how long I've been on ya.
Yeah.
That's from a song.
Okay. I was like, I know there's a reference there, but, okay. So yes. So it's clear that this is probably coming from his people in the sense that it does exhibit that very similar behavior. And it totally reads that way. Like if you go on to read through this exclusive source in page six, they say Kanye pursued his mm-hmm. new flame months before they were photographed together. Quote, Kanye and Arena met up in the beginning of spring and had been in touch since, but they did not start regularly seeing each other until a few weeks ago. He pursued her. Kanye and Arena are seeing each other. It's casual at the moment, but they're into each other. It's been going on for a few weeks now. And this is totally Kanye's move, as evidenced, or I should say, as illustrated by tabloid coverage. Mm-hmm. I don't know what really goes on behind the scenes, because I mean, sure, for the sake of discussion, who cares? You know, we could just sit here and be like, well, Kanye totally likes to approach women this way.
Right.
But no. We're not on that level here on the Colleen and Bradley show. We're like underneath that level, mm-hmm. right? Like everybody else is like, oh, yeah, that's the Kanye move. He's totally doing the Kanye thing. Okay, sure. But like in service of what? It's not that Kanye West wants to fall madly, deeply in love with mm-mm. Arena Shayk, right?
No. I mean, it's probably a number of things. First of all, but he wants to win at the divorce game. Also, he doesn't want to look like a sad sack while they're going through the divorce, right? Him and Kim. And also, he's got some clothing to sell.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, he obviously wants attention for himself, right? Because you don't want to look like sad Kanye. Mm-hmm. You know, Kim's like, oh, I'm doing stuff. So what we have here are a battle of narratives. And that is what I think is determining how this relationship plays out. But in the way that it plays out as someone, and I'm sure you feel the same way as a person who has watched these relationships play out over and over and over mm-hmm. and over and over again, this is just so patently not original.
Right.
Like, oh, you know, you know, there was a spark of romance. And then we find out all the different things that, you know, happened. We just went through this with right. Ben and Jen, right? Remember?
Right.
5 seconds after.
Yep.
They never confirmed. And I still don't think they've actually confirmed they're together.
No.
Officially. But very shortly after, you know, they were seen together, it was like, well, let's find out how they got together. And it turns out months earlier.
Yep.
Ben Affleck had been pursuing her with fancy emails.
Which, that move.
Fancy emails.
Yeah.
They were very, very.
Fancy and lovey.
But not
complimentary.
Not too horny,
no.
But very complimentary.
But what's interesting about that is, right, that's part of the narrative. It's a way to say, no, you guys, we didn't just pop up right in front of your very eyes. This has been brewing behind the scenes. You just didn't know it. And now we're ready to present it publicly. The other thing, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, the other thing we were buckling ourselves in for, preparing ourselves for, was what will Kim's reaction be? Right?
And we know.
And we know now.
Yeah, we know. And it's not just Kim's, but I also saw a story about Bradley Cooper's response. But let's focus on Kim, because that's the next level, is like, how did the relationship start? Okay, all this like fake coverage about that. And then, oh, what do their exes think? Because the first thing we must know is that if the person that they didn't like end a relationship with successfully. Mm-hmm. I don't know that you ever end one successfully unless you're dead or Gwyneth Paltrow, mm-hmm. right? Like those are the two options, death or Gwyneth Paltrow. I'll take death.
Death or Gwyneth.
I will take death. Thank you. When it comes to relationship advice.
Give me Gwyneth or give me death. Thank you, Patrick Henry.
So, but that's just another like publicationship trope. But Kim Kardashian, you guys, this is so delightful. Kim Kardashian from People Magazine, we now know, is only thinking of one thing in this moment.
Oh, ready? Yeah. Ready? Is it one thing that's actually four things?
Yes.
Her children.
You guys, Kim Kardashian is only thinking about her children on the heels of news that ex-Kanye is seeing model Irina Shayk. Who does that also sound like?
Jennifer Garner.
And also, I mean, because it's just the examples are, it's a bounty.
It also sounds like.
Like, who else was like, it's the children. I'm here for the children.
I know. I know. I should know this. You tell me.
Oh.
My wife is licking some guy's face, but I'm here for the children.
Oh, Brian Austin Green.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sorry. I was, for some reason, I was
there's
with
so
the
many.
Ladies.
I
also know, but thinking so many. Of Alex Rodriguez and his table settings with him and his daughter.
But I also, can I just say this really quickly before we move on? This is so irritating because it's like, you don't need to, but everybody can be thinking of the children, right? It's only one person can claim that.
No, you can only think the children or be horny.
I mean, that's the thing.
You only have one, two options.
You are speaking in publicity language and I'm speaking in human and I should stop doing that.
I don't know why
that's
you're
not what we
trying.
Do on this show.
We don't do that well. And we don't speak about, anyway, our words are hard sometimes. Back to the actual story that Kim Kardashian is just thinking about her children. It goes on to say, after West and Shake were spotted in France together, a source says that Kim Kardashian has known about their budding romance for weeks. So not only is she thinking about the children, you guys, she knew.
She already knew. She
was totally
had that.
Fine with it. It doesn't.
She had that.
This is my favorite. This is the bitchiest source. Listen to this. It doesn't bother Kim that Kanye is dating. Her only concern is the kids. She wants Kanye to be present and spend as much time with them as possible. The kids love when Kanye's around. I've got one more bitchy thing to add. Mm. But that I wanted to stop there because it was like, you mean being their dad?
Their dad, right.
Like, when he's around.
Yeah, they love it when their dad shows up.
Like, she really likes when dad comes by. What? He's their... Okay. The source adds, Kim doesn't want... This is like the... Like... She doesn't care that he's dating, but Kim doesn't want a new girlfriend to distract Kanye from spending time with the children. So it's like, fine
if you're dating, but just make sure it doesn't get in the way of your schedule showing up and being wallpaper around the kids.
Versus, I don't know, you taking selfies of your butt?
Mm-hmm.
Is that getting in the way of your children?
Buttsies.
Buttsies. No, I mean, it's just, look, I don't think it's probably, there's probably not a lot of truth in this, but this is the narrative that the Kardashian publicity machine is pooping out.
Mm.
So anyway, so that's what we know, that Kim, she's totally fine and she just cares about the children as long as she doesn't take Kanye away from her. Children.
Before we go on,
so bitchy.
Do you know who's not about her child?
Who?
Irina Shayk.
Oh,
why?
Because
she's busy getting busy with Kanye West.
Oh, yeah.
So look for soon. I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to read the PR tea leaves. Look for a Bradley Cooper out with their child.
Yeah,
photo shoot soon.
Oh, that's
because
already happened.
I'm sure.
If I remember that story correctly, it was some form of. He knew, and he's totally happy for her. Some dumb thing.
Right. But he's going to be like out with the daughter on the shoulders.
Oh, yeah. With Jennifer Garner on the beach. Oh, my God.
Right? Oh, my gosh. And it's all full circle. Meanwhile, Irina Shayk was banging Kanye West in France. And now she's going on a walk, you guys, wearing a jumpsuit with a matching bra. Because that is...
What?
People magazine exclusive. Irina Shayk steps out in a jumpsuit
That's
and a matching
exclusive?
Bra after spending time with Kanye West in France.
Okay.
Also, it's a black jumpsuit and the bra is black. And so if that's a matching set, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Sure.
That is so weird.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we're going to catch up with our friend Elizabeth Reese. She's bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
The beautiful Elizabeth Reese has arrived, and with her, she has brought a wagon of dirt. It's a Dirt Alert. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, you guys. Nice to be with you on this Friday.
And also with you.
And also with you.
Dang it. Get those runs in there, trainer.
That was really nice. Today, we're talking about billionaires.
Oh,
God.
If you're a billionaire, here's what I imagine you say to other billionaires. No, I have more money than you. No, I have a bigger yacht than you.
Oh,
no,
geez.
I have a bigger collection of cars than you. No, I have a hotter young wife because I ditched my other wife, and now I have a younger one than yours.
Wow.
And now, here we go.
Busy.
I'm going to get to space before you, says Richard Branson to Jeff.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Jeff Bezos, Richard Branson out to prove that he's the billionaire king of space travel. This is what TMZ
just whip
says.
Their stuff out.
And I'm just saying. Dance around with a tape measure for the love of God.
$1 billion does nothing to remove the essential qualities of a male.
Isn't it unbelievable? So, Richard Branson is working with his team to beat out Amazon's Jeff Bezos, who is working with his team to go to space. Bezos announced that he and his brother would be on the first crewed flight for his Blue Origin aerospace company. It's set to launch July 20th. It's an 11-minute trip. But now, a report from this blog says that Bezos's announcement sparked a space race with Virgin Galactic honcho Richard Branson, who wants to launch his own rocket-fueled flight over the 4th of July weekend. It's going to be a July to remember.
I do just want to draw your attention to, hold on, I got to figure out whose rocket ship, somebody's rocket ship looks like a wiener.
What?
I'm dead serious.
Is it Bezos? It's the Jeff Bezos one.
It's the Bezos one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, like, let's all remember what's also at the center of this is exactly what we talked about. Yes.
Well, I mean, welcome to humankind.
Right. This is it.
Or at least half of it. Yeah, that does look like a wiener.
Oh.
Not.
I'm just saying wieners in space is what the name of
was a
this
great Muppets
story is.
segment.
Look at that.
You know, look, I know a lot of people, especially in the world that we live in today, poo-poo space talk. I've always been a huge fan of space flight. I do understand that there are definite legitimate criticisms against both of these two for spending all this money.
For sure.
On this one particular project. But I do think, like, as a, you know, as a species, this is just a cool thing.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
To shoot us off into space.
But I mean, it's just like one rich guy after another.
Here's
I've conquered everything on Earth. So I'm going to go to space. Listen, here's what I'm going to be the Debbie Downer about. Going to space.
Ooh, can't wait.
Very dangerous. And I was just talking about this with some people last night who said, would you pay $3.5 million to go into space? And I said, I wouldn't even go into space if someone paid me $3.5 million.
I am with you.
I am not interested.
You and I can hold our own down here on Earth.
I feel very good about the ground. I would like to be barefoot and standing on the grass.
But that's why I want them to go to space and like figure it out so that like I can go to space and just think about it as a cruise ship.
But don't you remember that some of these crash? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, Elizabeth.
I mean, so do cars.
Yeah, that's true.
I hit a deer the other day.
You did not.
I certainly did. I absolutely did. It was very traumatic.
Did the deer die?
I don't know. I didn't look behind me, but I'm pretty sure.
Your car.
Yeah, I was going 75 miles per hour. It was.
Yikes. Are you okay? I really apologize for asking you about the deer before about you.
No, I'm fine.
That was pretty wrong.
My 14-year-old and I were in the car together on our way back from a baseball tournament, and we are both fine. Okay. Thank you for asking.
Well, I know, but I should have asked that first.
No. I'm here. You know I'm fine.
I know. Okay, but still.
No, if she weren't, she wouldn't be here.
That's true.
Yeah.
Kanye West has unfollowed Kim Kardashian and her sisters on Twitter. So listen, Kim is telling her side of the story on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. The finale aired last night.
Where the Kardashians tell their stories.
And the Kardashians gave Kanye all sorts of birthday love on social media this week. But Kanye is making it clear that he's not quite so happy about it. He unfollowed them on Twitter.
See, here's what I think what he's making clear is that he doesn't want to be part of their narrative anymore.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be. I never would have been, but you know.
He still only follows one person on Instagram, which is Kim. But people are questioning how long that's going to last now that he's dating Irina Shayk.
Mm. I mean, he is the mother of their children, or he is the father of their children.
That's
maybe
right.
He's the mother. I don't know.
I don't know. Who knows?
You know, but that seems like a gimme, right? But it's Kanye, right? Like, that's the other thing is I think at the end of the day, Kanye, you know, Kanye's thought about it.
Right.
Whatever it is he's thinking, we don't know.
We don't know.
But you know that Kanye has given this some thought.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's really mad that Kim didn't want to be what he wanted her to be.
I mean, I think...
Yeah, that's what I think.
I will tell you this. I did not watch the episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. However, there was a special part where she's explaining to her mother why she broke up, why she wanted to, like, leave Kanye.
Yeah.
And one of the things she says, and I just want to drop it here so we can all react, was that she was tired of the extravagance.
Yeah. She wanted, like, the day-to-day life.
I got news for you. That woman is never going to have a day-to-day life.
No, but, yeah. I mean, really, the breaking point for me would have been that house. When he turned that house into what looks like some sort of treatment facility... That, I mean, even there, you have like friendly flowers and nice artwork. It looked very sterile. It's a sterile gray building. It's like
Holly's dream, by the way.
Like, yeah. I'm ready to go.
Halls, no.
Yeah, no, but you know what? But Elizabeth, you and I are thinking in the same way. That's not a place where children can live.
No. And like, I don't know, guys, a lot of women want to make their home what they want to make it. And you can't just like, mow that down. It can't be one person deciding everything for the house.
Putting up those felted trees.
Very
That's
true.
Not fair.
Jeez.
Elizabeth Reese, thank you for that Dirt Alert. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we have some pop culture mysteries to solve. We do that in the form of blind items after this on My Talk 107.1. Pop culture mysteries. We are here to solve them on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor. And these are some pop culture mysteries. We solve them in the form of blind items, which Holly has brought for us in a little segment. We call it Blinded by the
Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Yeah, we got hot celebrity gossip mysteries for you to solve this afternoon. Like this one. Before latching onto his current teenager... This often inebriated, sometimes reality star, all of you know, had a hookup with this at the time teenager who was A-plus list in her world and a very close friend of his ex.
Oh my gosh, Scott Disick. Addison Rae.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So before starting his relationship with Amelia Hamlin, Scott Disick hooked up with Addison Rae, who was a teenager at the time. Addison Rae, very close friend of Kourtney Kardashian.
You know, and the weird thing about that is I just know enough about this from watching like one episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians that their son, Mason, is a huge fan of Addison Rae. So that just like brings it full circle in
and
a really
JoJo
creepy,
Siwa.
Weird way. Yeah.
I wonder if he tried to get all up in JoJo Siwa. As a joke.
That's gross.
Well, is not the rest of it gross?
Yeah, it's all gross. You're right. It's true. The world is trash. What?
What?
No.
Just Scott Disick, I think.
True. Good point.
That's nasty.
Here's our next celebrity gossip mystery. Back in January, much to the chagrin of her stans, NT Lawyer said the movie starring this foreign-born, illiterate singer was trash. NT Lawyer also said the studio was desperate to find a streamer to take the movie off their hands. They finally found one, but the release has been delayed another 3 to 4 months to try and salvage anything useful.
So we need a foreign-born, illiterate singer. Doody Dada. Who do we got? In the illiterate foreign-born singer.
Mm-hmm.
Who might have made a movie.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen this movie because it hasn't been released yet.
I know. Why does this sound super familiar to me?
Because we've talked about this before on the show.
Much to the chagrin of her stans. So she's got a bunch of stans.
Yeah, and apparently NT Lawyer received some stan attention by criticizing this movie on the blind items and saying it was trash. That's what I'm reading into that.
Mm-hmm. And we've definitely talked about it.
Like,
are there
old?
Other people in this thing? Yes. That we care. I mean, obviously, there's other human people in the movie. People that
Harry
we know.
Harry Hiles.
No, it's a woman. It's a woman. Oh, it's a female actress.
Yeah, we've talked about her extensively. Now, I'm looking at the wiki for this movie.
She's a singer, right?
Yeah. And there are people in this movie like Pierce Brosnan, Minnie Driver, James Corden, John Mulaney, Idina Menzel, Billy Porter.
Wow.
So
that's a cast.
Was the singer in a girl group?
Yes.
Oh, I feel like this should be so obvious.
I know. Why is this so hard?
Oh, Camila Cabello.
There you go. Cinderella. Apparently is a
big stinker, but somebody's going to release it.
Well,
somebody's going to release that stinker.
Exactly. And that somebody is Amazon Studios because, So back in January, NT Lawyer said that Cinderella starring Camila Cabello was trash and also said that the studio, I think it's Sony, was so desperate to find a streamer to take the movie off its hands. Well, they finally found one in Amazon, but the release date has been delayed another 3 to 4 months to try and salvage anything useful. Now, this was, I think, supposed to come out in July. A release date has now been scheduled for September.
Interesting. I do still kind of want to see it.
Do you?
I do, only because I'm always interested when singers act. Like, I want to see how they do.
Yeah.
I don't really care about the movie. Although, I will say the rest of that cast sounds pretty amazing.
Well, now I want to see the movie because it's supposed to be crap.
Well, and then there's that too, right?
Yeah.
I just want to confirm it.
Enjoy. I don't know. It's going to take a lot to get me to watch a movie. If it's not Dune or In the Heights.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. Listen, I'm all talk and no action. You know that. I'm going to say I want to see this movie.
I was going to say yesterday you were like, I'm going to see this movie. And I was like,
the one with Megyn Kelly Fox and Machine.
It's Michigan.
Sorry, Michigan.
We've changed the name thanks to our listener, which, by the way, I should find the name of that dear listener.
So we can give them credit.
Gave us a new name for Machine Gun Kelly and Megyn Fox.
Yay.
Michigan. I love it.
It's great.
Yeah.
All right.
Next.
Blinded by the item.
This B-plus list celebrity offspring of a permanent A-plus lister had to buy several sex tapes that were made of her while she was wasted. She spent about $250,000 to get them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's just a celebrity for being offspring?
Yeah, we wouldn't know this person otherwise.
Is it Lourdes Leon?
Well, that's a good guess. But
it is wrong.
Is it like a Cindy Crawford's kid?
No.
Is it like a Michael Jackson's kid? Is it like a Paris Jackson? No. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah. So Paris Jackson, maybe, allegedly, supposedly, had to buy several sex tapes that were made of her. She was wasted and she spent $250,000 to get them.
God, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
I have some good news really quickly.
Please.
That listener is Tracy. Tracy is the one who gave us the name Michigan.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
Also, we got a suggestion from, instead of Shest, Jill would like us to call Arena Shake and Kanye West Arinye or Kanina. So we'll have to work on
that.
I like Shest.
I still like Shest.
Shest one. Shest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's workshop some of that.
Yeah, we'll work through it. Don't worry about it.
Michigan for sure.
Michigan.
Yes.
That's Michigan
Kelly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Megyn Fox.
Bye. Another one.
Blinded by the item.
Now, these next couple of blind items are going vintage. So these are all under the header of 80s and 90s action movie stars. Let's go in the Wayback Machine. Let's do this one. This foreign-born, on the smaller side action star liked to pay sex workers to walk on him while wearing stilettos.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, look at you. I feel like
we've had that one. I feel like that's like, is that an open secret?
I haven't heard that.
Maybe I'm just having deja vu.
When you said foreign born on the smaller side action star, I was like Jean-Claude Van Damme. He's like a wee man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I could totally see somebody that's like plays Jean-Claude Van Damme playing his sort of like, you know, character just seems like somebody who would want to get walked on. I don't know.
Thank you for taking us in to your process.
Yeah, you're looking at him and you're like, now that is a man who likes to
get walked on.
Freaky.
Yeah. Okay, good. Love the thought process. Would you like another one?
Yes, please.
Blinded by the
item. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. This is another vintage celebrity gossip mystery from the world of 80s and 90s action movie stars. An actress slash celebrity ex of this permanent A-list actor used to tell friends that the actor liked to be tied down and then... receive a special kind of shower.
Mm-hmm.
She stopped telling the story after he sent her a check.
Oh, okay. So an actress slash celebrity ex.
Yeah, we want two people here.
Of the permanent A-list actor.
You guys will both be able to figure it out.
Okay.
Like Harrison Ford?
Oh my gosh.
No.
Permanent A-list actor. Like, how old is this dude?
I would say this person's probably in their 70s at this point.
Oh, okay.
Let's do an age check here on our blind item. 74. This person is 74.
Michael Douglas. Reynolds.
No, no, both of you. No, all right. Now, think about a person. They did have a famous actress slash celebrity
Burt Reynolds
ex.
Is no longer.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds has moved on.
That's not who I was thinking of.
To the cannonball run in the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking of, keep going. Sorry, go on.
Permanent A-list action star. Now, think the 80s and 90s.
Oh, action star.
Yeah. It's the same thing that we were doing in the previous one.
Bruce Willis isn't that old.
No, he's not. No. Action star.
Action.
Had a celebrity ex, and we know the celebrity ex as well. They were an actor in the 80s, but now they're definitely more known for just being a celebrity.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Or they have been for the past, 15 years.
Action so star.
Action star. Did he have like a series of movies? Like a...
Yes.
Okay.
Did you already say Harrison Ford?
Yeah. Oh. Does he have like a titular... character role?
Several.
Oh God, so this should be so obvious.
It's very obvious.
Think of your childhood. Uh-huh. And think of all of
somebody who wants to be
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Getting closer.
Sylvester Stallone.
And who would the ex be?
Brigitte Nielsen. Totally,
yeah, that makes
plausible.
Some sense right there. Mm-hmm.
And
interesting.
She would do that for him.
Yeah, so let's fill in the blank.
Donna Valentine, by the way, is very... Oh, she thought it was Arnold. So I want you to know Donna was wrong, everybody.
There's a limited number of action stars from the 80s. So.
That's
so
true. Yeah. And so we find ourselves learning this afternoon that Brigitte Nielsen... The ex of Sylvester Stallone used to tell friends that good old Sly Stallone liked to be tied down and, you know.
Weed on.
Wee. But Brigitte Nielsen. Wee.
I just feel bad for like the
story.
Mom who's driving around town right
yeah,
now. Like,
sorry,
kids. We're not talking about that. Let's just say he likes to get a special dance.
I don't know that I would call it a dance.
Yeah. I mean, you know how sometimes it's hot outside and you like to run through the sprinkler?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, like that.
So, like some showers make you clean and other ones.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back.
I was going to say, I'm going to just let you work your way on that one.
Just did. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, I want to prove to you how strange we are as people. Mm. We're just strange people. You will not believe the kind of money people are spending on the dumbest things. I will tell you what they are after this on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Okay. Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And you guys were weird. Just in general, human beings as a people are strange.
Why are you saying that?
Here's my evidence. Okay. Do you remember, if I say the name Elizabeth Theranos?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Elizabeth Holmes from Theranos. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
It was like that weird, like, oh, look at this amazing work we're doing, which none of it is real.
Yes.
This machine that tests your blood. And
so
then, yeah.
This woman was at one point honored by Forbes magazine.
Oh, they don't have a good track record.
I know that. But she was on the cover of Forbes magazine. She was known as one of the youngest billionaires. Was it billionaires? It doesn't matter. The woman was a big darn deal. Turns out she was a fraud. And all kinds of things were fraudulent, including but not limited to her voice. Remember that she used to speak in a deeper voice?
Yeah.
And then we found out that wasn't her real voice.
I do that too.
All very weird. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you let your real voice out.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be weird?
Okay, here's why we're weird. She, by the way, is facing a dozen criminal wire fraud charges and a trial that begins August 31st.
Okay.
And as we speak right now on websites such as Etsy, Poshmark, eBay, and Redbubble, Theranos and Elizabeth Holmes related merchandise is selling at a premium, including something that is billed as an authentic Theranos lab coat, which is listed for $17,000. TikTokers are bragging about their Elizabeth Holmes and Theranos merchandise that they've spent untold amounts of money on just because they're obsessed with Elizabeth Holmes.
I don't get it.
It's very strange. You know, I don't personally know, because the way I react to her is, you jerk.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you took hundreds of thousands of people for a ride on your ego, and you had people trying to cover up a fraud so that you could continue to rake in money, mm-hmm. right? Like, to me, that's not a good person.
Yeah.
But apparently, according to CNBC Finance, or, I'm sorry, the name of the person who, I lost it, I'm trying to find it. Somebody from CNBC basically was like, she's a fascinating woman and people are fascinated by her. And there isn't really any other reason than she's inspirational. I'm like, I mean,
the only thing
very inspirational.
Inspirational.
Right?
The only thing I can think of would be like people's weird obsessions with serial killers. Like, there are people who are super fans of serial killers and other sort of criminal mm-hmm. individuals, or people who've achieved a certain notoriety for their criminal behavior. So in that, what I'd be curious about is, are there other people who, you know, did things like this that also have sort of, you know, fan groups?
A bizarre following. A PR manager from, I don't know how to say the last name, Macias PR, said Elizabeth Holmes was a very inspiring person. She was the youngest female billionaire, which I would argue, was she? She was the youngest female billionaire, self-made entrepreneur, and even though we found out it was all allegedly fraud, she sold something that was revolutionary. I would just say she pulled the wool over everybody's eyes. But people are paying top dollar to have all kinds of things, from, you know, promotional items like Theranos mugs that they have made, to, like I said, something that is being billed as an authentic Theranos lab coat for $17,000.
Well, I would imagine a certain amount of the curiosity is, you know, this was like a weird ass thing that happened in the news, and, you know, people are going to be drawn to bits and pieces of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, that doesn't necessarily imply that the people that are spending $17,000 on a lab coat love Elizabeth Hurley.
Holmes.
Moss.
Mm-hmm.
That just says that they want memorabilia from, you know,
a piece of history, a piece of weird
history.
Yeah. The other thing that totally escaped me, I completely didn't realize this. She's presently pregnant. She's due next month. Elizabeth Holmes is. She's still facing up to 20 years in prison if she's convicted of these charges. Yeah. That are, and she's pled.
She hasn't been tried yet.
Right?
That's like years ago, right?
It feels like it was. She did plead not guilty to the charges, but she's awaiting trial. I don't know. I just think this to me is a fascinating kind of type of person who spends their money on, like you said, Bradley, kind of like a memory of history.
Yeah.
I just don't do that kind of stuff. Right. And it's, I mean, if it's not this, I'm thinking about this, a similar thing would be like buying the china of the royal couple when they get married.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Those like commemorative, like china yeah. plates with their faces on them.
Yeah. Well, you know, this has a salacious story. It has scandal attached to it. So people who want weird, again, people who want a weird piece of history, like, you know, there's like, I have something that was owned by the Elephant Man.
Right.
I have mm-hmm. something that was owned by, you know, Jack the Ripper, although we don't know who Jack the Ripper is. But my point just being that, like, people like to
attach themselves to over, a bizarre story.
Yeah, obsess over bizarre pieces of history. And, you know,
this is one.
This just seems like the next thing, maybe.
And by the way, isn't Jennifer Lawrence playing her in the movie version of... Or did I just make that up entirely?
Sure.
She was attached to a project. I don't know yeah. if she is anymore.
All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, what's your favorite dip?
Dippies!
651-641-1071. What's your favorite dip? We'll take your calls after this on My Talk 1071.